It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. One person was killed, 23 injured, when a Riverline light rail train struck a tree on the tracks in Burlington County. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the details from Mansfield Township.
This happened at about 6 a.m. near the Roebling station. Governor Phil Murphy says in a post on X it was the train operator who was killed when the train struck a large tree. He says his thoughts are with those affected by the accident. New Jersey Transit says 23 people were hurt, mostly minor injuries. Chopper footage from above the scene showed the aftermath of a violent collision, as well as challenging rescue conditions because this happened in between stops in a somewhat remote wooded area. First responders had to use a wooded access road off of Route 130 to get the victims to ambulances.
The River Line was suspended between Florence and Trenton for hours while this was being taken care of. Vice President Kamala Harris has released an economic opportunity plan aimed specifically at black men, a group that some polls suggest is gravitating toward Republican Donald Trump. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports she got a boost from Philadelphia's black Muslim leaders.
The war in Gaza is the most divisive issue in the Democratic Party, but Labor leader Ryan Boyer, who is Muslim, argued it should not make it difficult to vote for Harris.
We have to say that Kamala Harris is infinitely better than a Trump regime for Muslims, Americans, and Palestinians. Now,
sign of how difficult a message that may be to sell, one attendee disrupted Boyer's remarks and was removed.
No, you're going to get out of here.
Boyer said he doesn't object to having a conversation about the issue, but that it was likely to be more productive if the conversation was with Harris rather than former President Trump.
Because him and Benjamin Netanyahu shares the same DNA. They're the same person. From a different mother.
Trump has urged Israel to finish up the war. Harris has called for a ceasefire and a two-state solution.
The endorsement pushed back on perceived defections from Harris on two fronts. Speakers also condemned the gender bias that some polls suggest is hurting Harris among black men. Hundreds of people from all over the U.S. and abroad are in Philadelphia celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, they're doing so at a very significant place.
Penn Treaty Park, which is located on the banks of the Delaware River, is the traditional site where William Penn signed a treaty with Native Americans. Now it plays host to Philadelphia's celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day.
The festival consists of shows and stories and teachings of Native life, Native history.
Janice Stacy, one of the event's organizers, says the day welcomes Natives from South, Central, and North America.
But when we get together, it's family from all the tribes, it's all the nations, all the council fires come together and we start sharing stories and such.
Stacy, who is of Dakota and Cherokee descent, says the day also serves a larger purpose for onlookers and passersby.
We're raising awareness that we exist, we're still here, because a lot of people seem to think that we are all extinct, but we're not.
Indigenous Peoples Day has been celebrated in this way in Philadelphia since 2017. The third annual Philly Bike Ride takes place on Saturday. KYW's John McDevitt reports participants of the recreational ride can enjoy 20 miles of bicycling through the streets of Philadelphia without cars.
Bicyclists can choose a 20-mile course or a shorter 7.6-mile version.
It's not a race. You don't need to train for this.
Danielle Berman-Ruiz is Director of Partner Service and Communications for Philly Bike Ride. She says 6,000 riders are expected to explore some of the city's neighborhoods, landmarks, and skyline views, and can do so in a car-free environment.
There are no vehicles to worry about. You're not worried about, did I miss this turn or signal wrong? Am I going to get sideswiped?
The ride starts at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday, south of Aikens Oval along the parkway. Some roads will start to close at 5 a.m.
The ride ends around 11:30 and our festival goes until 12:30. So streets will be back open by 1 o'clock at the very latest.
A portion of proceeds benefit the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia. The 38th annual AIDS Walk Philly 5K kicks off this Sunday to support people living with HIV in Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
HIV may not be on the minds of many as it once was, but over 18,000 people in Philadelphia are currently living with HIV disease. According to the CDC, 18% of people living with HIV disease report unstable housing or homelessness, 42% have a disability, and 33% live below the poverty line.
We're a fund of last resort when people fall behind on their rent or utilities and are about to be evicted because of that. We can step in with a micro grant.
That's Rob Reichert, Executive Director of AIDS Fund. He says the micro grants, which average around $440, are oftentimes a lifeline for those struggling. They've also provided nutritious food, beds, walking canes, hearing aids, glasses, and more. Reichert says tremendous strides have been made in the treatment of HIV. However,
where we're falling short is getting people into care and keeping them in care. And that's why the AIDS Walk is so important, because we help keep people in care.
You can sign up for Sunday's walk at AIDSWalkPhilly.org. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.